Blog Talk Radio.
Shifting around, talking about the NBA. We're going to get into it early and often. We are here, as promised. Got the brother, same difference. And it's a normal morning
peace.
Show. Peace, God.
Peace to the gods, man.
No doubt. Peace
back
to
at
the
it,
gods,
really?
Peace to the earth. What's going on, bro? Good morning to you, sir. Shakedown Sports Podcast presents in an AM, same difference. Shakes will be along. Got the three-headed monster paws coming at you with your coffee and with all the things that you got going on, getting started for the day. Check in with us for your morning news, and there's definitely some things shaking. There's some shifting in the east. To the east, my brother, to the east. To the east, my brother, to the east. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Damian Lillard
Big
is
facts.
Going to the Bucks. We're going to get into that today.
Mm.
Definitely want to get the people's temperature on that move. Shoot, man. I know LeBron, like, God damn, man. Got to deal with Giannis. And this one. Like, we're going to need more people. As soon as I saw that same, I saw a picture of LeBron shooting, making free throws. Was that by a mistake? Like 20 minutes after I saw Damian Lillard going to the Bucks, I see a picture. Somebody else posted. Universe put it out there, you know. And I was like, I thought that was odd. I was like, no, why would hell? Today ain't got nothing to do with LeBron.
Mm-hmm. So it was a three team deal. So Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton was moved to.
We're going to the stats and facts, ladies and gentlemen. Same difference about the World Cup. They got Drew Holiday goes to Portland, but they say he ain't never going to play play in Portland. He'll probably be moved off to somewhere else. Aiden, they got Aiden, which I knew. I knew the writing was on the wall with Aiden, especially how him and Durant matched up. You know what I mean? That was looking crazy. So, of course, I saw that coming. I doubt he stays there. Shoot, you know what I mean? Miami might pull off an Aiden. You know what I mean?
Let me see.
Even though they got Bam, but I think, shoot, you get Bam, Aiden, Jimmy. Let Jimmy do something.
Talk. To be able to all wind up down in Miami.
I'm just spitballing here. I have no idea. Just thoughts just came to my mind just now. I haven't given it too much thought. I'm just – wheels is turning as we speak. That's what I would do, shit. I would love to see Aiden in
Miami. Yeah, Miami was trying to land Lillard for, like, the last – like, all summer.
Yeah. They had a dude on the radio this morning crying tears.
Yeah.
Because he's a Heat fan, and he had a jersey. He was like, did I jinx it? Is it all my fault?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. What else did it get? So the Trailblazers got Holiday, Ayton, Kamara, and draft capital.
Right.
Let me see. Phoenix gets Grayson Allen, Nazir Little, Keon Johnson. And Yusuf Nurkic?
Yeah, Nurkic, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got players out of the deal.
Yeah, that's what you call a blockbuster deal right there, a little bit, kind of, huh?
Yeah, I think Grayson's a good addition. Folks be sleeping on this jump shot and, you know what I mean, his toughness. So... I mean, I think he could fit as a good rotational player in Phoenix with what they got with Booker and the infrastructure they already got. I don't know too much. Joseph Nurkovic? That's a good pickup. That's a definitely good pickup. Don't sleep on that dude in Portland. It was him and Lillard, for real.
Right. Let me see. Yeah, now you're over there in Phoenix. Huh. I'm trying to find out who was the third team in this deal? Let me see. Blazers, Suns.
And the Bucks.
And
the Bucks get Lillard.
Bucks get Lillard, but they gave up a... Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, they're still going to have to do some team building. Ain't that something in the NBA? You still get a guy like that, but you didn't give up Drew. What's on the defensive side, you lose a little bit. You know what I mean? And you gave up, well, that's about it. You still got Middleton. And you still, so them keeping Middleton was huge. Don't keep him
Middleton. Middleton wasn't on the, he wasn't on the floor much last year, was he?
Nah, he was hurt up a lot. What it do, Shakes Montana? What's up? What's up, bro? Peace.
What's going on out there this morning?
You know.
I told y'all we was out here. We weren't playing with y'all.
We out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, brothers got time today. Brothers got time today. And we're sorry we ain't had no time for you late.
Word. But we here today.
Definitely.
No doubt. The number to call in is 515-605-9755. Thus far, all we've discussed is Damian Lillard and basketball. So we in the land of the dribble right now. Mm-hmm. But we're going to glide on over to the land of the gridiron later on. But call in. Tell us what you feel. Shakes Montana, same difference. I love Pete. What's up, Shakes? Go ahead, bro.
I ain't got nothing, bro. I ain't got nothing yet, man. What y'all talking about? The NBA joint, the Dame joint?
Yeah, the trade, the Lillard trade.
That shit, I wanted him in Brooklyn, man.
Here you go.
Yeah,
what? Man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I wanted him on the Knicks. So, you know what I mean?
I thought the Knicks was like a viable option. But I heard he wanted to go to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the story.
Either one of my teams would have been nice.
Wow, what's the second team?
Miami would have been nice.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was going to Miami, to be honest.
What you think of Aiden to Miami, Shakes? Because you know they ain't going to play for Portland.
You said what about Aiden?
What do you think about Aiden in Miami?
You know Miami did.
Nah, he didn't.
Yeah.
He went, he got traded to the Trailblazers,
right.
But neither
right.
Jrue Holiday or Aiden is going to play for the Trailblazers by the time season starts. You know that.
No.
It's
not going to be Holiday.
Huh?
They're not expecting to keep Holiday. I think they're going to keep Aiden, but not Holiday.
You think they'll keep Aiden?
Yeah, I think they'll keep Aiden.
Damn. Aiden going to get sucked into the black hole, bro. That's messed up. I like Aiden, man. You know what I mean? And I think he, you know, when Durant got there, changed, you know what I mean? And, you know, Durant was working with that dude.
Well, he the man over there now.
Nah, we don't know. For people don't know and don't got the inside scoop on playing with KD, what's that like? What you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well... What do I mean by that?
Yeah, just from your
by
perspective.
His
you know
presence
I mean?
And by his when he gets the ball and the way he commands the ball, holding the ball, it kind of cancels, sort of like LeBron. It cancels out a player. It cancels out a skill set. So the combination or the chemistry of that being able to work as well as Chris Paul and Booker, he was the odd man out, sort of like a Bosh situation or a Kevin Love situation where he had a hard time finding his footing, playing alongside that kind of a player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, when he got there and all of last year, I already knew that I was like, they're going to offload Aiden. You know what I mean? I knew that they were going to offload him because it's just schematically – they couldn't get the offense the way they wanted to or where they felt that it should. But when Durant was hurt and Aiden was in there rocking with Booker and Payne and all those boys, it was still looking fresh. You know what I mean? It was still rocking. It was just different when KD came in there and it's the way he played, which is fine. But I knew that that's why he was going to get his welcome.
Yeah.
But I hope he don't end up in Portland. I would like for him to go to a place where he can compete because he's a good player.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I think KD plays a good third fiddle. He's not really ball dominant like that. If you pass him a ball, he can handle his business. But he doesn't mind deferring to somebody else and not have to be the first option, from what I see.
His temperament may be that way. History proves, you know what I mean, somebody cancels out on his teams. Other than the one team that didn't have any cancellations in the Warriors, but that was when he had success.
They threw that ball around. Yeah, that's when he had success.
You know what I mean? But you think about him in Oakland, you know what I mean, when he had those two young dogs that who they are now or whatever, I believe that tandem was completely shattered. And that may not have been his fault. It may have been more hard now that we know that when you've seen his behavior come to full circle. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's just always been my viewpoint of KD.
Yeah.
As far as putting pieces around him.
He want to be the man, but he don't want to be the man. You know what I mean? Like,
everybody
want to
be man, but don't
want to
be that.
He fit well with the Warriors' cause. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have to be the man, and he didn't have to turn it on until he had to turn it on in that playoff run where he earned some respect somewhat because of how he performed during the playoffs, and he was able to take over instead of just looking like somebody that signed on to get a ring. You know what I mean?
I got a different thing with him, man. And, you know, it's a Brooklyn thing, but it's not even just a Brooklyn thing. It's how I really see him. And it's like, at first, and I don't know, maybe it is a little like, he's never been my favorite player, right? Like, it's always been LeBron. So, like, when he came in the league, I was like, all right, yeah, I mean, everybody Google Gaga over him. That's fine. Yeah, he is very, very talented. He could be the best in the goddamn world. He could be. But then, yeah, I mean, he has his friends and Harden and Westbrook, and then they lose, and they keep on losing. And I think they was up 3-1 on Golden State and lost that shit or some shit like that. And then I'm like, damn, all right. And then, like, right after that season, he goes to Golden State. Now, people was like, well, how you going to commend LeBron for going to Miami but hate on KD for going to Golden State? But I'm like, it's different with that shit. Like, it would have been different if Miami was winning championships and won, like, 73 games and shit the season before. And they looking like the motherfucking contenders or the top damn team in the NBA. And then LeBron said, yeah, I'm going over there. Then I would have been like, oh, that sucks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's some suck shit. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
LeBron went to his friends and said, hey, yo, they weren't fucking with me over there in Cleveland. Like, they gave me a 40-year-old Shaq to try to win with. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all, my friends, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, I need y'all to help me win some chips over here because Cleveland fucking up. I didn't have no problem with that, bro. That's not going to a juggernaut team and saying, all right, you know what, can't beat them, join them. That's some sucker shit. That's some sucker shit. So I didn't like him from that shit. And then when he went to Brooklyn, yes, I rooted for him. I'm like, yeah, we got KD. We got the best in the world. Right?
Right.
But let me tell you, when we had him.
19 games, Shakes. 19 games.
Hold on, right? Because, like, when we had him on the team, and I'm watching him, and I'm rooting for him every game, like, when the game was on the line, I lied to you not, bro. More often than he did hit the motherfucker, like, he would miss the game winner every time, bro. Well, no, I ain't going to say every time. But majority of the time,
19
he missed game winner. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? He's supposed to be the best in the world. If you're the best in the world, you're supposed to be the most clutch, bro. You're supposed to be the one that they depend on to give you a bucket when they need a fucking bucket. If I can't depend on you to give me a bucket when I need a bucket, then you're not the best in the world. And then you fucking go ahead and Kyrie leaves and you say, all right, well, fuck it, I want to go too. Fuck a shit.
Told you, you want to be the man, but you don't want to be the man.
Fuck a shit,
bro. Oh, I see what rubs you the wrong way. See, when LeBron did it, it was to combat the Celtics. Because you got to remember, KG just had went to Boston and all that. You know what I mean? So it was to combat that. That big three over there. But what you talking about is what Durant did. This team just whooped you coming back from 3-1 the year before, and then you're going to go sign with them during that offseason right after that whooping.
Right after.
So you lost a ton of respect for that man right there in that instance.
Suck a shit, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But the thing that made it like half and half for me with that was I didn't like that. I treat that as a sucker move too, like going in with the team and just whoops you, boom, boom, boom. But he showed up, and when they called his number, that he was able to produce. You know what I mean? Like, granted, he was playing with the best team in the world before he even got there. You know what I mean? Like. So yeah, I get it. That's what made the landing a little bit softer for me. Pause with that, because he actually went out there and produced, and was clutch in the playoffs,
right.
in the finals.
But you don't need it. Like in Golden State, you don't need that motherfucker. I mean, when you need a bucket, you're not saying, "Well, I need KD to give me a bucket."
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? If anything, you like, well, I need Curry to give me a bucket. And if it ain't Curry, then I need Thompson to give me a bucket. But you weren't saying no, oh, my gosh, I need a KD bucket right now. And that relieves all pressure, bro.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Fuck, man. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, but
anyway.
Why keep saying 19 with Brooklyn? What's that about? Elaborate.
Because that's all the games that the so-called Big Three will. I forgot the name that I used to call it. Man, it's hilarious. But, yeah, they only played 19 games together throughout all those years.
And that big three was who?
Harden, Durant, and Irving. But,
Yep.
But
oh, yeah,
my question to y'all is, does this move that the Bucks make, does that make them, like, the legit contenders in the East? I mean, I already know that they were contenders, but is they the main legit contender there? Like, is they it? Like, is that everybody looking at Milwaukee like, we got to beat them?
Yeah, that's still continuous right now, yeah. Because I think what happened with Giannis last season was like an anomaly that's not going to happen again. He's going to come back this year. He's going to be dominant. You know what I mean?
The man was hurt. He had to get a back and shit last year. He did, you know what I mean? Because he fucked up his back. He had to get it back.
Yeah. Health-wise, you know, by the grace of God, we'll see. You know what I mean? But if he's his usual self, then yeah, absolutely. They are the
you
team
know,
to beat in the East.
That's what they
I'm
say.
Always
I mean,
a fan.
Everybody's saying that.
But, you know, I don't even like the Bucks. I don't even like Giannis like that. I respect him. I respect his game. But, like, he's not one of my favorite players that I'm like, yo, that Giannis. You know what I mean? That Giannis, though. Like, I ain't never said that. You know what I mean? Like, that's never been my guy. But what I'm going to say about this shit is like this, though. I am always a fan of when a superstar sits there and takes the bull by the horns and say, yo, look, I'm great. I'm amazing even. But I can't do it alone. I want some help. And if you don't give me no help, I want out. Ray Lewis did it. And they went out and got a loyalty Nata. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't remind me, just now and said, look, man, y'all either give me some help over here or give me the book up out of here.
And we was hearing that last offseason. So, you know.
And Milwaukee said, okay, same dollar.
Yeah.
Same dollar.
It. Yo, that is big. Because one thing Dame Dollar has been is consistent. He will consistently bust your ass if you think. For real, like.
That's crazy because now you got Milwaukee that got two players that could potentially hit 50 burgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing for
this.
Those dudes to hit 50 burgers.
Anyway. Let me see.
Yeah. That's what you came in at. We was talking about, you know, with this make them now. And it absolutely, you know, gives a shift to the East. You know what I'm saying? And Milwaukee would be a destination to have to deal with because they still kept Middleton. They still kept Lopez. You know, now they may have to add some more pieces. I think the dude with the bug eyes is still going to be there. You know what I mean?
Bug
eyes. Yeah, I forget his name. But he got some bugged out eyes. Joints poke out. Look like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, dude.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. No.
So.
They might have to add some pieces, but I think they're a contender for sure.
I know who you talking about, but I know what you're talking about.
So Miami is still definitely a contender. Celtics is going to be a contender. 76ers are still contenders. At this point, I don't see any team that really got stronger over this offseason. So those are the top four teams right there right now. Bucks, Heat, Celtics, Sixers. Anybody else is going to be like, okay, surprise type of.
Right.
Where did Bill go? Didn't Bill leave Washington finally?
Yeah.
Because he's on one of these teams.
Ain't he on Houston?
Bill? No. I don't know.
He ain't going to be.
I would have
heard that.
Bradley Bill.
He went to like a top team, right?
Yeah, like let me see, like Bradley
Bill. Where you at, Bill? Where you at, Bill?
Oh, yeah, remember Bradley Beal went to the Suns for Chris Paul.
Right.
Right.
Man, what a defender, yo. I'm like, yo, he went to a team.
He's like, he went to a team that ain't like nobody. Oh, so Phoenix is getting it together then.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay.
That's why Aiden got to land somewhere, man. Aiden got to land somewhere.
Aiden with the Trailblazers.
Nobody want to play for Portland. Portland, I mean, one day they shall come up, hopefully, like the Lions. But for right now, and for seems forever, I'm still waiting for. But like, I'm joking. I know them boys back in the day. Clyde.
Hell yeah, Clyde Drexler, man.
And all them boys, yeah. Portland used to be a thing, though. I'm waiting for it to come back.
But I must say, even Clyde said, let me get the fuck out of Portland. He was like, get me out of here. I can't win here, man.
You know, it's like Portland's curse, bro. It's funny how these teams be holding these ancient, predictable societal behavioral tendencies. This shit is crazy.
I gotta see what Portland season there, because remember they had the third overall pick, that Scoot Henderson. I think that's somebody they want to build around.
Sound like
it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, let me.
Yeah, I mean, you give him an Aiden with him, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to do over there, bro. You trying to put Aiden somewhere else. They need him over there.
I'm about to pull him up, his highlights right now, a little Scoop.
Wait, this is in Portland?
You know what I'm saying?
He's in Portland. He was the third overall pick, Scoot Henderson. I'm about to pull him up on the tube right now. Check his highlights.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, while he's doing that, switch the gears up. Talk about these damn Seahawks. We got a little chance to do so.
I was hoping that we didn't have to talk about our primetime game. It's like, no, I'm just playing.
it is like a scary thing, man, when we on these damn primetime shits of fucking light, man. Everybody watching us is like, we be shitting the bed. Like, we don't want y'all to see how good we is.
I
we
know.
Want y'all
we
keep
need
thinking,
light. Funny light.
Thing. You know what I'm saying? We stink.
Mm-hmm.
We stank over here. Don't even pay attention to us.
That shit about to change up this week, though, man. We already laid that egg Sunday night in the opener, so come on, man. When the whole world watching, 2 times in 3 weeks,
I'm
four
saying,
weeks, bro. Like that.
The whole world was watching the first night, and we got our ass banged.
Yep.
Everybody like, God damn, 41 nothing. I don't know, man. But then we redeemed ourselves the second week in the second half. We, like, oh, okay, all right, well, maybe that's the giant team we was expecting. Then we shit the bed again on prime time. Like, oh, no, they stink. They stink. Like, yo, them lights is on, bro. We do not perform.
Yeah, man, it's
cut the lights off. I don't want you to see my body.
We've been chilling
for
11 days. We've been chilling for 11 days. You know what I'm saying? And
because actually we had 3 games in 13 days.
It's a fact, man. We was in overdrive.
We had 3 games in 13 days.
Right?
That's why we just stayed over there on the West the whole time. That was tough.
Right.
That was tough.
That's what I'm saying, though. Them dudes was missing, you know what I mean? Them dudes was missing their families and shit. You know what I mean? But they back now. they got their time with their wives, you know what I'm saying? They got a little release, you know what I'm saying?
Man. The Giants fans will boo you at halftime if that score looking crazy. I need them to step it up. It's special teams too. Can I get a special team surprise? I just want somebody to be serviceable. Guys are not even serviceable right now. Got you thinking about
what I want.
People to hurt.
My bad, bro, for cutting you off. But
you good. Go ahead.
What I want
is
them to play with that same urgency that they played with last season, right? And you think about it, right, just in deeper thought. Last season, they came into the season like, man, ain't nobody safe. Y'all going to have to show us who wants to be here.
Right.
And you seen motherfuckers overperform. You even see Landon Collins out there motherfucking going off.
True.
You know what I'm saying? People were stepping up. Because they was like, man, I got to show something, man, because, shit, man, I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. Now with all these contracts that's been given out and shit, I see lackadaisical. Besides Dex, I'm not going to go at my son. My son is beasting. But everybody else that got the bread is just like, all right, whatever. I'm good. I'm here till next year. How about you?
Mm-hmm. And then Seahawks can't play with them because what we got last season, 6th or 7th seed. Y'all know what speed we was last year?
My bad. Outbreak this year.
Remember, Seattle beat us last season 27-13. And we came in at 6-1. We was feeling ourselves.
Yep.
And then we ran into the Seahawks, and then that's when our season started to go the other way.
Trying to say, man, the urgency, man. That urgency will make you beat a team like Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Got to play with that urgency, man. Like, you don't have a down, the next down, if you don't play well in this down. That urgency.
Sitting motherfuckers down.
Right after the bad play. Soon as you do that bad play, hold on, I need to talk to you.
Come in. Let me talk.
At least. You know what I mean? Shit like that, like.
Scotty! Like Phil Jackson used to do. Scotty!
Yeah. But there's a big problem if we got people who don't want to tackle.
I was so disappointed in my son, bro. Come on, Hawkins, bro. Like, I know you're a cornerback and all, but damn, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That man said, no, I don't want none of the smoke. Like,
Man, hopefully that was just a bad day at the office, man. Because, you know, these guys, they deliver hits. They know they're going to get hit. I've been doing it for years. You know, that shit can't look the same this way around. They really going to have to come out and execute. They're going to have to be flying around, man, and, you know, and shouts out to Breeze. But, you know, he always say that, man, motherfuckers is flying around. You know, we ain't flying around. Are they thinking too much? I mean, should they have more preseason games or something? Because this is just
a
flat. Even though we 1-2, it's still a very flat performance, even in a winning effort.
Mm-hmm. So in 3 games, we scored, what, 12 and 31? Come on, man.
Yeah, you know, the offense doesn't look crisp.
43 points in 3 games ain't going to do it.
Still figuring out the fucking line in week 4. Like, this shit is crazy.
I mean,
shout out
to
Big Pat. You know what I mean?
Ain't allowing fucking 41 points, 20-something points.
Nah, I got to, I'm going to go ahead and do this real quick because it just popped in my head and shit hit me last night.
Yeah.
Like a ton of bricks. And I was just going to be like, you know what? I'm an honorable dude. But before I do what I'm about to do, I'm going to do this first because I ain't happy about
shot
it.
Fired.
You know what I mean? But
I'm
going to do this
fired,
next,
man.
America. I'm going to do this next,
you
America.
Crow, huh?
You know what I'm saying? On up, goddammit. On up. You know what I mean? In that regard, I watched the film last night. I watched film on all 3 games. You give this man time, he will, you know, he will make plays. He can't do shit when the goddamn people is on his back as soon as he grabs the daggone ball.
Yeah,
I saw it with my own daggone eyes. I'm going to go ahead and eat my crow. When I said what I said weeks ago, calling Daniel Jones dumped his trash and this, that, and the third, it was emotional.
Jeez.
I was pissed off because none of this shit was supposed to happen the way it happened. And the maturation process should have definitely set in. 2nd year with Dayball and his staff. I was expecting Gafter to get in the lab. He did not. You know what I'm saying? Sat around getting fat, whatever, enjoying the fruits of a first playoff win or whatever. I don't know what the hell was going on. But it didn't look the way I needed it to look. So I was pissed off at everybody. And that shit was maybe misdirected towards the wrong person. So, on up, last report, I talk shit about the people who don't. So, goddammit, real king, stand up, shoulder straight.
Respect it.
Y'all was right. You know what I'm saying? Big Pat, you was right. He chosen when you was right. So, appreciate the film session. And that shit was awesome. But, like I said, I don't like
film,
you still gonna get that because
Stop
I
five.
Still say swing it to Saquon every chance you get, goddamn.
Nah, but I'm saying it. I'm not lying, man. Was I lying when it was 1-2, what you gonna do? It's hike, 1-2, what you gonna do? It was either he was passing it that 2 seconds or he had to run and get out the pocket because the rush was just on his ass. All that 3-4, when he got the 3-4 and all that, he's getting sacked. He was getting sacked and all that kind of. And after run out of the pocket, like, it was crazy, man. It was
run for your life,
1-2,
like that.
Make your decision right now.
Running for your life. For
like
your
that?
Life.
For your life. Yo, running for your life like that, bro. It's like, that's the thing.
Who can play like that, man?
Yeah, that's
1-2, what you going to do?
Please give this man some goddamn protection on Monday. That's the key to the game for me. And it's going to be the key to every game. Until they get some consistency with this daggone line, you know, can you keep this man upright? Can you give him the necessary time? Not a ridiculous amount. Ain't nobody asking you to move heaven and earth, but can you give him enough time to get the daggone ball off? You know what I mean? And give your running back some lanes. Can you do that? Can you give your running back some lanes? I'm tired of seeing Barkley being run up against lanes and expect for this man to be a daggone bouncing bear every single time. You know, so that's the key, man. Offensive fucking line.
Does Saquon play?
No, please, no. We already seen him, what he looked like when he come back early. Yeah, he's still able to produce, but he ain't Saquon. Saquon ain't been back yet. You know why? Even last year he wasn't back like that. He was back, but he wasn't. He ain't hurdled nobody last year. He's trying to run through people, and then he hurt his shoulder with that. And then before that, remember he had the high ankle sprain before he came back too early. He didn't look like himself. He don't need to be back there until he's fully healed. They said high ankle sprain. Those take about 3-4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Or y'all want him back? Y'all want him back there as a decoy right now?
I would.
If I'm on defense, I'm trying to ankle tackle that guy. Just from a defensive standpoint, I'm going to try to ankle tackle you because I don't believe that you're healthy. Do we risk
that one is a tough
something
one.
Like that?
I don't know. I mean, the greedy side of me wants him to play. You know what I mean? Just because. You know, when he's him. But if that's at a detriment to his longevity with us this season, then no.
That's what I feel.
But and in that regard, I'm gonna need them to freaking play Eric Gray like the film dictates and how he was in OU. If you pick him up, let this kid do what he can do, and Brightwell, use that in tandem. I mean, I'm talking about straight up tandem, really 1-2 punch, Bradshaw, Jacobs like, you know what I'm saying? It should be definitely out there, and even in that funky formation that I saw with the three people lined up in the backfield. It's a fantastic formation.
Wishbone in the air.
You put that wishbone in there with Breida and Gray and put a tight end in there and throw him in the middle. Come on, man. I need to see that, bro. I need to see the creative. If you're going to show me all these ingredients to say, oh, man, I'm about to make this dope-ass fucking dish. Look at all this bomb shit. I got cilantro over here. I got some onions over there. I got the little cut-up green onion joints that come real skinny and you got to chop up real nice. Like, you know what I mean? You got all the seasons and shit. You know what I mean? everything looking marvelous, like you're about to cook a fucking meal, and that shit, you know what I mean? And then I see you doing dumb shit while you cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
You
got all the ingredients,
this milk
put
and this
your
oil.
Gas ain't on, man.
Yeah, it was like, but no, don't,
come on,
why
man.
You doing that? No, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to mix this goddamn chicken and rub it in this tuna.
So I see a lot of these complaints when it get boiled down to it, it's lack of execution, effort, and play calling, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not executing on the plays that are being called, and the plays that are being called are not the greatest right now. That shit worked last year when nobody knew all that kind of loop-de-loop stuff we was doing in the backfield. Like, Dane Jones spent a lot of time in the backfield when he be doing all those play action, rollout stuff, man.
Yeah, it definitely
and then
does.
When it gets to a point like, oh, he's a running quarterback, so that means we got the ability to just hit him, whether he got the ball or not. When he's doing those long play action things, like, say he is handing it off, sometimes he's going to take hits because the defender going to think he still got the ball.
Yeah.
Unnecessary shit.
I hope that they get back to their philosophy as what they said by allowing the players to communicate what they do best and then coaching that to a high level. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't appear to be that. I mean, if you got Simmons running, you know, back and free safety coverage, but the week before, he literally said, we asked him what he liked to do best, and he said, rest the passer. And the following week, everything that he does is a contradiction to that.
Because we call it a positionless defense. They want to get a little bit too wrapped up in that positionless defensive, because sometimes you'll see, like, Banks playing safety and a safety playing corner. You'll be like, what the hell's going on over here?
Right. So I hope they get back to that.
Overdoing it. I want them to get. I'll just simplify it, man. Man them up.
That's been a common theme,
thought,
you know.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was. Until I seen them playing these corners off so far, making it for easy completions. That's why I keep being 3rd and 3, 2nd and 2, all that kind of shit. And then we're getting ran on, too. Let me check that right now, because we...
That's it for me.
This week, we definitely will have to stop the run.
What happened to the wall?
Well,
it was a wall. Damn it.
I'm not going to lie, man. But besides that flag that Williams got thrown out, that flag he got, I haven't heard his name. And I haven't even heard that he had pressures like that. Like, I'm not seeing that.
He's leading that team pressures, bro. And
I'm not seeing
that.
And I'm watching the game.
He's in them, but he just can't get him. He be chasing. He running hard, too. I'm like, gosh.
Oh, yeah, man. But he needs to show up, man. Like, come on, man. All right, so.
I thought
so
it was one of those
phantom
type performances, like, hard-working Herzog or something.
Yeah, we got to be careful with the hard-working, man, because we got to be careful who we throw that hard working on, because we see that shit doesn't work out. Yeah,
I'm waiting for medium feline to work out.
Is this, right? And this is just my assumption of it. Y'all don't have to agree. But when he gets his most success is when those edge rushes, those guys from the edge, because it ain't one specific
mm-hmm.
guy, but it's somebody coming from
mm-hmm.
the edge
mm-hmm.
and it's collapsing, well, it's paving that quarterback into that pocket. That the quarterback has to step up And that's when, you know what I mean, Big Cat can get him.
But
when
yeah, that's what I'm
that
saying, but that's one thing.
When that quarterback has the opportunity to roll out, and it ain't no edge coming, and that quarterback can roll out, Big Cat cannot get those quarterbacks, bro. He can't. He chases them. He running them down, but he cannot get them. We need the edge to start collapsing shit.
Absolutely.
Is Williams and Dexter getting double teamed down there every play?
Mostly Big Dex, but he's fighting through them. But again, it means nothing when the quarterback is able to roll out.
I'm saying the quarterback this year has been able to step up as well.
We ain't been stopping nobody from doing nothing, man, to be honest.
Yeah, they haven't pushed the technique of pushed, hands on, step to the right, open door. You have now created that lane. They are getting pushed to the side.
Cause we not getting no pressure off the edge, as Shake said. And then we're double teaming Williams and Lawrence. So now the quarterback's able to step into his throws and things like that, have more time than he should. What's going to be the main key for us to be able to, one, we're going to have to stop the run. Geno Smith, is he mobile? Would you consider him a mobile quarterback?
But he can move.
Mobile, but
pocket. Like he's very. He has a great pocket presence.
He can climb the pocket, move around. I wouldn't call him mobile. I wouldn't put him in the mobile category. But scramble. You know, he can scramble.
Okay. So he can hurt you from the pocket, and if he has to roll out, he can also.
Yeah.
A little deep one over Tyler Lockett type of. Yeah. I get you. So we got our hands full this week. But this
but
is one of the games that I would say will be most winnable.
The thing about it is, and why I feel like why I'm feeling confident in this game is because what I'm noticing. Is that we're not a physical punch you in your mouth team. You know what I'm saying? When we got faced those type
hurt.
Of yeah, definitely.
As a New York Giant, that's what we about, punching your mouth and all that.
And
that's what we about, like
how will
as
we,
Giants, like
how will we all this year. Now will we all this year. And I feel like the physical tough teams are going to impose their will on us. But not saying that Seattle's not a physical team.
That's
not true. I see them in the mode of an Arizona where it's like, okay, you know what I mean, they may be physical, but they not punch you in your mouth physical like the 49ers, like the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not physical like, man, we just going to bully you. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Seattle is not that. You know, they're going to do what they do, and they're going to rely on their gifts. You know, you got Geno with his accuracy and his pocket presence, as I mentioned before. He's a headsy quarterback, very smart. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Kenneth Walker, and that's what they rely on. They like the run game. They like to just go ahead and just milk the clock. Hold the possession, but if we can stop
that. Now,
that boy is
physical. That boy is physical.
That's why I said they are not saying that they're not physical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're a physical team.
Yeah.
But
they're
not a punch you in your mouth bully type of team.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So I think we can hold the fort as far as that. I think we just got to kind of take away the run game from them, really, and just really – make Geno try to beat us. And in that aspect, we can win.
All right, before you get off that, from a defensive standpoint, and you've been watching tape these last couple weeks of what the Giants have done and not done, how are you going to attack them defensively?
Oh, he was asking me.
Yeah, how would you attack them defensively? That's to both of y'all. That's an open question. But after watching tape, seeing what we've been good
wise,
at,
and how we attacked in there.
Yeah, defensively. No. How is the Seahawks defense going to try to attack the Giants' offense?
I'm sorry. To answer that question, how they going to attack? Because I think they're going to try to get at Daniel Jones. That's the main thing. Like, they're going to try to pressure Daniel Jones and making him go ahead and make those mistakes that he be making. Thing about it is that we got to sit there and run that damn ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just got to run the ball, bro. Like, that's why I feel you on the Saquon shit, but then, like, on the second hand, I'm like, man, this type of game, we kind of need Saquon.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we can get a Saquon, we definitely gonna win this game. But if you and you're right on that aspect, and going back in the past in history, Saquon was not looking the same in the first few games when he came back from that high ankle shit. He just started to get his groove back, like in the end of the season, and then we was like, all right, watch out for him this year. Well, I know I was, but yeah, like that's my worry is that he probably won't be the same. But where I'm sliding on it, like, all right, let's see though, because you know after that first game or when he got injured, they was like, man, he's healing fast. He might be able to play on this Thursday game, and I'm like, no.
I think that was cat.
Right, like no.
Yeah.
No. But that gives him, you know what I'm saying? If that's the case and he's healing fast and he could possibly be ready for Thursday, well then rest him that Thursday and that gives you an extra 10 to 11 days to get him ready.
Mm-hmm.
So for me,
true.
I'm like, yeah, you're right. But it's around the time, you know what I'm saying? It's around that time, you know, if you stay in 3 weeks, and that's 21 days of the month, you know what I mean? We getting close, you know what I'm saying? We getting close.
And that is an excellent segue because we are close to the end. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Please make sure you download this episode, especially when it gets on the YouTube. You know, Shakedown Media Network here for this hour. There will be a downloadable portion, of course, for Blog Talk listeners. Make sure y'all download this episode because we'll chop it up a little bit after we are off air live. But appreciate y'all, man. We'll move on to closing statements. Shane, first inaugural show, bro. Knocked it out of the freaking park, you know what I mean? And I actually got my
appreciate
shit.
Appreciate it.
Right here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sir.
Yes, sir. The God is in the building.
You know.
What you got to say, bro?
Just out here. Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to get on here and bless the airwaves with my brothers, you know what I mean, and give my perspective. Other than that, man, people tune in, man. Give them the number one more time to call in so when we back on Tuesday, they already got it on deck. What's the number of the Blog Talk? For people to call in.
515-605-9755.
Let me get that one more again. I don't know if they heard us. It's early.
515-605-9755.
All right, lock that in, man. Blog Talk Radio. Tuesdays and Thursdays. It'll be your boy Shakes, LRP, Same Difference. Shakedown family, we won't be here. Other than that, y'all can look for us on YouTube, giving our perspectives, weighing in on this sports, not just Giants. We talk all type of things. If you listen to the show last night,
they're on YouTube. You know, we touch a few different things there. Other than that, man, let's do it like it's supposed to be done. Pause.
Same difference, man. I'll get to it when I get to my closing statement, but go ahead, bro.
No doubt. We are already in the downloadable portion, though, so you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So good.
Perfect. Nice.
Download. Perfect for the downloadable. So, I'm trying to think. So, like, you know what? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Before we get into any extra activities that we're going to talk about here, because we are going to talk about some extra shit. But before we do that, my closing statement is shout-outs to the group. No, what am I calling the group for? Shout-outs to the crew. You know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to the crew and the Shakedown crew, man.
Freezy, J-Rock. Peace.
Man, he the chosen one from the Bronx.
He the chosen.
Us three. You know what I mean? Nacho. Charlie, the extended family. Trey.
Yeah,
I mean, the whole crew, man. Yeah, man, shout-outs to the whole crew. You know, people always talk about, like my ideas and decisions that I be making. but, like, every last one of these fellas that is a part of the Shakedown crew today, as we speak, I have bought them on myself, every last one of them. I had an idea, and I heard their voice. I heard how they speak. I heard the camaraderie in all of these fellas, and it helped me form this mega fucking super fucking group, man. So shout-outs to y'all, and it's like, I know people will look at me like, oh, you doing your own thing, and you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's only a matter of time. You about to drop the Shakedown. Like, it's never going to happen, bro. I know y'all want it to happen, or y'all expect it to happen, because that's what motherfuckers usually do and shit, but I'm a different kind of cat, bro. I'm just different, bro. I'm just different, all right?
Let him know.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Let them know. For real.
It ain't never going to be no, okay, he got too big for his own family. Like, it's never going to happen. So, no matter where I go, I can go back, I can go and get a fucking deal with ESPN. I'm going to still be with the Shakedown crew. Okay? So, y'all can get that shit out y'all fucking heads and y'all minds, all right? And while y'all doing that...
I don't know, Six. Hold on real quick, motherfucker. You get my fucking contract with ESPN, motherfucker.
Nah, he ain't going to forget his brothers,
man. I mean, of course I'm going to get that money, but I'm going to be right here like, hey, man. I'm funding the crew. I'm funding the crew now, motherfuckers. Y'all work for me.
Not his contract, man.
You feel me?
What
I'm saying is hey, you got me off base now. But yeah, like, I'm never gonna leave. It's always gonna be like this, man. So, I just want to shout out the crew. I just want to let y'all know that, yeah, man, I am so proud to have this crew and have y'all give out y'all content, seeing LRP make out his own segue and his own segment, and everybody grow, like the production team is forming. And yeah, I mean, either chosen one from the Bronx is King Joffrey Joe and them Twitter shits, man. They follow. You know what I'm saying? Like, they follow. You know what I mean? When he says go, they go. All right? Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, man, like, I'm just so proud of y'all, man. I'm so proud of y'all. And, yeah, I mean, I know people are like, yo, you know what I mean? But, of course I'm proud of my goddamn self, man. I came a long motherfucking way.
Oh, yeah,
but,
we proud of you, B.
I appreciate that.
Like that ass,
but,
man. You came a long way, B.
Long way, man.
Remember that shit was just like, plug. It was just a thought. So he was self-promo and like, hollering. Yeah, cheer it up, man. My man,
no
shit.
Doubt.
And the family, man, the shit was just a thought. It was just plugging it in on BBKL when it was just a thought.
Fact.
Yeah, check me out on Shakedown, such and such. Plug.
Yeah, I did that.
We
I always make sure
way,
I be putting my plugs out too. Like, yeah, plug.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
yeah, like that was 10 years
we
ago, man. We here now, man. And my final on that is just saying, like, yeah, man. I say all that to circle around and say that hearing you give us praise and our props, which was well fucking needed and well deserved, because, you know, it's a lot of chitter chatters and shit going on and some people just don't know. But, you know, to hear you give the props and then, you know, just talking to you, it's like, damn, man, you should have been here 10 years ago because, like, you just fit right in, bro. So,
nah, I appreciate that, man.
Welcome. And
no doubt.
I see
no
but big things in your future and ours. So, shout out to same day.
Definitely.
For real.
Definitely.
And the
definitely.
Man got bars,
that.
America. The man got bars. You know what I'm saying? We all writers over
come.
Here. You know what I'm saying? I would love to get this,
come.
In the lab
soon
with
come.
This brother right here and write with mm-hmm. this dude because you know I get down to.
Yeah. We going to have to link up in the flesh type of. Wait, now, I think you out there. Were you at AZ or something like that?
Nah, I'm in Houston. We meet up at
somewhere
out there
like
check out Freeze.
The Freeze?
Yeah, we go see Freeze. We go to Sub-Zero land, you know what I'm saying? We all
yeah,
we got people everywhere, you know what I mean?
We
just take a film.
Yeah,
we're going
to have to set something up, man. We're going to have to set something up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of us.
We got
set
that, Black Rocket Productions, you know what I'm saying, America?
Okay.
Y'all give, you know,
okay.
Recognize we out here. This brother shakes this
get out there
at all.
And touch the fans too and all that. Let them, you know what I mean? Get that meet up, all that. Hit a game.
That's
even
a fact.
Preseason.
So make sure you like and subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Shakedown Media Network. Like and subscribe. Please join the tribe, man. Get us to our 500, our destination right now. That's our next mark
mm-hmm.
that we hit. So, yeah, man, help us
mm-hmm.
get there. But
mm-hmm.
also check out my work on Spotify, iTunes, Podcast, Apple Podcast, Podcast Republic, Amazon Music.
Mm-hmm.
y'all get the
you
point,
mean?
Right? y'all get the point.
Yeah.
Catch me on there, man. New York Giants shakes it up. Miami shakes you like a hurricane, and also shakes too. Sweet Wrestling Podcast. Oh, and also Shakes and Bake Brooklyn Nets Podcast. All right, that's the next one. All right, so I'm all over the place. We out here. Please go like and subscribe. Join the tribe, man. And just enjoy my work, man. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoy
absolutely.
My motherfucking work.
Yo, clap it up, man. Can I get some cheering for that, man?
Absolutely.
Clap it up, man. Long
absolutely.
Way. Oh, wait,
I definitely make sure.
A lot of fans, man.
Go check out the brother Shakes Montana. Definitely making all the kind.
Yep.
And don't take this the wrong way, but it's the only analogy I can come up with right now, and it's perfect though. But it's funny. It's going this route, trash man. You know what I mean? Making all kinds of sensitivity records. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go check out this brother.
Yo,
you know
like,
what I mean?
Subscribe. Share. Hit the
yeah,
notification bell.
you need it in your life.
Y'all too
you
much, man.
That you, right? You know what I'm saying?
You tell me.
Nah, the brother down. You know what I mean? Go check out this brother's shows, bro.
Yo, y'all acting up.
Shouts out to the people who got a day off.
Holla at me. I'm back at it next week. It'll be rough next week. What up?
Good, man. I'm good this week.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Hey, you already know, man. Shout out, you know, man. Pat, you gonna hear this, man. But I'm like, I heard you with the consistency, my brother. But I'm like, shit, I don't know how many 18 and 16 year olds you got, bro.
Life be life.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, man. I appreciate it. I would love for them to love us when even we are not around. That shows integrity. You know what I'm saying? But. Hey, you don't know how many 16-year-olds he got.
Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, those is a definite. You're going to catch us. 9 p.m. shows over there on YouTube. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're on Blog Talk Radio. You catch us live, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. Or you can even download off of your podcast provider, whichever one you use.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And let me say this real quick, because America, this needs to
be
said.
It'll be up on YouTube as well. My bad. Go ahead.
Nah, you good. But this needs to be said as well. So that movie, Now You See Me, with the Four Horsemen, and they used to do all these crazy-ass pop-up magic shows. People love that shit. People love that shit, especially when it's from something that they love. So if on Tuesdays and Thursdays we give y'all ass a pop-up concert, that's the best shit ever. So join us in. We'll send the kites out. Yeah. We'll send the numbers out. You can join just like Same Difference just said. You can join on any platform. You be with your phone out there running, out there at the gym. We send up the kite. Y'all come on and flock to us. You know what I'm saying? And consider us the Four Horsemen. And we doing a pop-up magic show. And we would be consistent with the pop-up magic shows. How about that? Compromise.
Yeah.
Message.
Get you. You know what I mean?
So,
but,
straight up and down. I'm going to keep it real with you. Shit, my life is a jungle.
All that?
Yeah.
How my life be like? But,
I just need peace, love, and understanding, B. That's
you know
it.
What I'm saying, B? Hey, that's all I need.
Give me peace, love, and understanding, and I'm good, man.
And like I always say, I love that I got friends, but I don't need no goddamn friends. If nobody around, I'm still going to talk shit. You ain't got to listen to me. I'm still going to talk shit. I don't care. I ain't never gave nothing about no follows or likes. I mean, I appreciate them, and I'm glad that that's how we value things, but shit. Listen to the words we speak.
Yeah, y'all here getting free jewels.
So real quick, before we get up out of here, we got about a clean team before we get up in. But I wanted to go ahead and touch on some entertainment, but first off, Saw, the new Saw X is coming out tomorrow. So y'all check that out for you Saw heads out there. Also, Hills wrapped up their new season. I don't know if you caught up yet, LRP.
That was
pretty good.
I have not.
Hills?
If you're talking about Hills of Power, I am super behind. I'm so behind, I haven't started yet.
Yeah, man. Hills is a show that goes behind the scenes. Well, it's a drama series, but it goes behind the scenes of, like, wrestling. So it just shows you how, like, scripted it is. But, you know, and I want to say that as well about wrestling, because that's what I can't stand about people. And they look at it, especially, like, they look at wrestling fans like, man, damn, you ain't grow up yet? Like, motherfucker, like, I ain't telling you how to motherfucking sit on your toilet.
For
Don't tell me how to fucking enjoy my shit. But,
really screwed heart, man. Remember when McMahon screwed Bret Hart?
You know what I mean?
Bret Hart came and did his own shit. Yeah, remember that?
You know what I mean? Right. But it's like, what I can't stand is like, you know what I mean? Oh, wrestling is fake.
Like, no, it's scripted.
We all know that.
You know what I'm saying? No, I don't believe that. I don't subscribe to it, bro, and
fake.
I don't like it. I hate it. I hate the concept.
Fake.
I hate it.
I'm not mean fake.
It is scripted, but it takes. Yes.
They still doing this shit, though.
That's a fact.
Yes,
they're still taking them bumps. They're still taking them bruises. They're still hurting and breaking their bones.
Yeah.
What the fuck is fake about that?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't script somebody being powerbombed on a ladder that's already set up to where as though, you won't break. I mean, man, you taking the brunt of hitting plastic. Those are stupid-ass people, though, that say the same thing about video games. And then, I mean, and I don't mean no disrespect, but when people do that, and I'm not going to say any harsh words, I'll say it a different way. They end up later on in life having issues because of their refusal to allow in those things to work on their motor skills. And that's just some real, you know, that's some real educational in my own trade type stuff. Video games help with dementia. They help with Alzheimer's. They help with so many things. Motor skills, keep away stroke, this, that, and the third. It can help in a lot of ways, but you had those people dismiss it, just like they'll dismiss wrestling because they say, oh, it's fake. It's not fake. Just because the storyline and the way they're telling the story, I mean, they'll go see a play or opera where motherfucking shit don't make no sense. And it was like, oh, and they'll break that shit down to you. But you don't understand that the same story of war is going on inside this ring in a different acrobatic way. Fuck out of here.
You feel me? Like, come on, bro. So I love the way that Hills, they get into that. You know what I mean? They show you that, man. They show you how, yeah, I mean, it is real. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's real as far as it is scripted, and they show you how it's scripted and how they want to play it out and all that good shit. But, yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, you get hurt. And in the end of the series, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, LLP, but at the end of the series, you see it, bro. Like, you see exactly what I'm talking about. And I can't wait for LLP to go ahead and watch it because he's going to come back and be like, yo!
I love that show, bro. So I'm definitely going. I've just been busy, but I'm going to catch up.
Throw your show out there again where they could catch you, where you're giving your perspective about the WWE, former WWF, if you can even say that anymore, because I'm from WWF days.
But, I already said the name, but thank you for letting me say it again. Shakes, Too Sweet Wrestling Podcast. Definitely. It's all on Spotify, iTunes, Podcast Republic, Amazon Music. And y'all get the point, right?
I like that.
Definitely Hills, DaShy, they just they went on their mid season break. So, you know, for those who don't know, writers are on strike for whatever reason. And so a lot of movies and stuff like that are not being written right now. So a lot of things is on pause and on hold. That's probably why you see John Cena out here and back in wrestling, because he's like, shit, I ain't got no movies to do. I can talk about with y'all.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, so DaShy, it should be coming back because they had 8 episodes and they're going to come out with another 8 episodes when they come back. So definitely check out DaShy. That shit is fire right now. Power Book, the Tommy version, that shit is out right now. I think the new episode will come out midnight tonight as well, so I can't wait for that shit. But, yeah, all those good shows, man, all those good shits. Anything else? Oh, and what's the Lakers show that was on?
Winning season, man. It got canceled.
Yes. They wrapped
that's
up.
That's some bullshit.
They wrapped up, bro.
Who?
No more shows, bro. That's it. That's the final shit.
Ooh.
Nah, they canceled it. It's called The Winning Season, same difference. They had a show on HBO Max called The Winning Season.
Okay.
It's the story of the Lakers dynasty. Mm-hmm. And it had, it was an amazing show, man. And they filmed it, like, the way they filmed it was in a camera that made it give that feel of 70s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to do mm-hmm. John C. Reilly, played in Talladega Nights, brilliant actor. But he was playing Jerry Buss. Had a dude playing Magic, had a dude playing Kareem. Look at that show. But it got canceled.
Oh, yeah. It's not even up there no more?
No,
it's up there, but, like, no
it
more.
It stopped, like, in the middle of it. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, no more shows, bro. So I think it was, like, 8 episodes or some shit like that. I don't know, something like that. But, yeah, I mean, the final episode, then they give you, like, the story of, like, what went down and shit. So it was like, damn, they wrapping up? Like, they could have did mm-hmm. so much more with this shit. And it was definitely a good show. So, yeah, man, shout-out to the winning season, man. That shit was good. I don't know why they canceled that shit, man. But
It was.
Damn, they wrapping up? Like, that's crazy.
Magic,
so, yeah, definitely check out that last season.
I wouldn't know if it got to do with Magic.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm gonna check that out.
Nah, hold on. I'm thinking of this shit. Cause they had Magic slapping cheeks, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't a game. He was slapping cheeks.
Oh, Magic was getting all the ass, bro.
Yeah, and it was, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I wouldn't be me if I didn't
Magic.
Think of that right now.
Magic shut it down. Yo.
Yo, I don't live that life no more. Y'all gotta stop this
like,
shit.
I'm like, yeah, y'all exposing me. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Because they had that man slapping mad cheeks.
Yo,
remember Magic got that kind of money.
Motherfucker was fucking bitches with Bus.
Yeah.
In my life. He was fucking with Bus. Sorry, lady.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you slapping cheeks with Bus, too.
Somebody with some money shot that shit.
I'm just saying, bro.
It's like, oh, hell no.
I wouldn't be me if I didn't think of that just now. That was real time investigative reporting there, America from LRP. But peace and love, man.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
Peace.
Enjoy yourselves. Same. Do something. You know what I mean? Motivate. Educate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Do y'all thing. Kill the day. Seize the day. You know what I mean? Tackle anything that's in front of you. Walk like a king. Walk with benevolence, strive for greatness. That's it.
No doubt. Enjoy the game tonight as well, man. Also, join us tomorrow, East Style Friday, on YouTube, Shakedown Media Network. Y'all definitely tune in. We're going to be out there. We have my boy Same Difference out here again, man. He's on break this week. He said, I'm with all the shit. I'm here.
Yeah.
So,
Same
Difference, man. He'll be with us tomorrow as well. So y'all definitely stay tuned, man. Like we always say around this time, don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown Rapper New York Giants on that drive for five. Out of there. Take us away, LRP.
Yo, y'all just been shook up by the shakedown. Get your picks in. Let's go, Lions. Make sure you get your picks in the shakes. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
Enjoy.
Fake thug, no love, you get the slug. CB4 gusto, your luck low. I didn't know till I was drunk though. You freak niggas played out, get fucked and ate out. Profit.